brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Shiro!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another
exciting.
Yeah, awesome.
exclusive.
Dope.
Episode
of the V
A
R show. And we are coming to you today with some hot, exciting news.
Flame grilled.
So much has happened this week.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot has happened this week. If you've been living under a rock, right? This past weekend, there were some dope fixtures. During the week, there was Champions League heat.
Yeah, there were some good disappointments as well as some very surprising, you know, matches that we've seen. And we're going to discuss all of this on the show today.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. And to kick it off, right? So DJ Glock. Uh-huh. This past weekend, there was a game. There was a game that you watched. And I don't know what were your thoughts going into the game. You probably, you know, were hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. Right? So what I'm talking about is this past match between Manchester United and Liverpool.
Oh, man. I'm not going to lie. That game was a good one for us. going into the match, I honestly, like most of the games, didn't know what to expect. I definitely wasn't going into that match with the mindset of us losing. But again, I wasn't expecting of much. But
yeah,
obviously, deep down inside, there was that hope to be like, yo, United, you've got to pull this out of the bag somehow.
You know?
But the boys did their thing. King Maguire is back. And yeah, it was a good game. It was a good game.
I've seen so many funny posts. There's even one that I saw where it's basically... Ronaldinho with the face of Maguire. But literally that's what happened. And one thing I must point out is I like the answer that was given after the match by Harry Maguire. Obviously Manchester United winning 2-1 and him getting the winning goal in the final moments of the game. But the answer that he gave was the fact that he feels that this is a result that the fans deserve.
Yeah.
And that's what makes him happy. And also the team, yeah. And basically they feel like this was long overdue.
Yeah.
And the fans should enjoy this win. And yeah, they're going to be looking to create more results like this.
Yeah.
And I was impressed.
Yeah, that actually is very positive. And if you hear like what DJ Stick said about Harry Maguire's response, that tell you very much where the player's mindset is, where their heart is as well. Mm. And as you have heard there, Harry's... heart is for the club, and that's the kind of players you want. Now, of course, that's not enough, but you see in Harry Maguire's case, as much as he's talked the talk, he's also walked the walk, and he's put in the work, the action, you know, to back it up as well on many occasions, even in a very disappointing end of last season, especially with the Europa.
Oh, yes.
Look at the qualification that United were able to pull through. All thanks to the players as a collective. But Harry Maguire, again, put in that last goal to seal the deal.
Game against Lyon.
Yeah, that's basically what you want. And it's quite interesting because this morning I was in a meeting with my team. DJ Six was there as well. Mm. And I was just scrolling through Instagram posts and I saw one of the United fan creators. And he's there with Garnacho's picture in the background.
Oh, God.
And basically in his words, it was like... He was referring to Garnacho and his lack of appreciation for the club, because he said clearly, you know, the attention the fans gave you, all of the cheers, the game time we gave you wasn't just good enough. And this is him referring to the fact that Garnacho is now sitting on Chelsea's bench.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you can be a Garnacho or you can be a Maguire. You choose which side of the coin you are.
Yeah. And yeah, obviously, you know, despite being a rival, right, to Manchester United, it is good to see when they do show up. And they needed to show up for us, man, as well. Because Liverpool, yeah. Before that, you know, yeah, it's always good to see Liverpool lose. you know, the title race gets more interesting. Yes. But another team, right, that is looking quite scary, speaking of the title race and England, is Arsenal. Mm. So Arsenal coming through Champions League, beating Atletico Madrid, who previously destroyed Real Madrid and destroyed Frankfurt, right?
Yeah.
But they lost to Arsenal in a shocking 4-0 defeat.
Crazy.
4-0 defeat. And I actually got the chance to watch the game.
Yeah.
And the first half was like neck on neck, you know, it was tight. You know, every shot Arsenal shoots, Atletico answers back. And the first half actually ended 0-0. But then the second half came and the first goal came in. And from there, it was just, yeah, downhill, scoring via deflections and stuff. And then obviously them, yeah, they ended up basically...
No, Liverpool's attack was quite brilliant in that match. I remember someone coming to me commenting, saying that Florian Wirtz is back. And I was like, technically not, because he just went back to play in his old home ground. So we have to still see Bo before we can actually say that.
Yeah, no, Liverpool also, yeah, getting that 5-1 victory. It was quite intense. And I think this week, if you look at all the results,
yeah,
this was one of the highest scoring weeks in the Champions League. I mean, PSG trashing Leverkusen 7-2.
Bro,
what the heck?
That is crazy.
What the heck, bro?
Like, talk about a world champion statement.
My goodness me.
Like, I'm not talking about Chelsea world champion. I mean, actual world champion.
Chelsea.
Chelsea's looking a bit sketchy right now, but we won't talk about that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they won their last few games, I think.
Yeah, they also won against Ajax. They won, 5-1. 5-1 as well.
Yeah.
Not a bad result. But look at this. Barcelona beating Olympiacos 6-1. 6-1. Napoli losing to PSV 6-2.
That for me was the biggest shock.
I think this is the shocker of the entire match day.
Yeah.
It's actually quite insane because Napoli won the Serie A last season, right?
Literally.
Damn. So... these are the Italian champs being hammered by the Dutch champs. Man.
Yeah.
6-2.
I mean, our Scudetto boy still manages to grab two goals, but nevertheless, you know, it didn't help.
Squad like Tomine, yeah. It almost feels like when he's not in, there's no threat going forward.
Yeah.
And it's actually a problem that that Conte will be looking to fix. Bayern Munich obviously winning 4-0 against Club Brugge. And this season... it's actually looking quite interesting. Like,
yeah,
I almost don't fully know exactly who's gonna win the Champions League.
Exactly, which is the exciting part about football. When you don't know who's going to win, or you're anxious, you're at the edge of your seat. That's when you know you've really got something going on there.
Literally, and even if you look at a team like Real Madrid, who won a game against Juventus 1-0, right? And maybe you're thinking, you know, Madrid's looking like not really. This team switches on in the knockout stages.
Yeah.
So we have a strong PSG, we have a strong Barcelona, a strong Bayern Munich, a strong Chelsea,
strong Arsenal.
I think a strong Arsenal as well.
Yeah.
The way that they were playing there, yeah, they actually held their own, and they actually have that thing of now, like, we're actually good enough. That's what I see in their team. You know, wait until your career starts switching on. It's gonna be scary.
Especially in the Champions League, he's going to be a big threat.
Yeah. Are they ready to win the Champions League? I'm gonna say no for now, but we don't know. We don't know. Like we're saying, we don't know. And yeah, who knows what's gonna happen in the qualification.
I honestly don't think Arsenal can go toe to toe with an on form PSG.
Yeah, no. I don't think they're at that stage yet.
So if they end up with PSG in the knockout stages, good luck.
Good luck to them.
Oh, you have the likes of Desiree Doué, Ousmane Dembele. And you just mentioned those two names and you can feel deflated already.
Oh, my goodness me.
Bro, like, Kvaratskhelia. PSG is looking mental. And I am really enjoying seeing PSG play.
Yeah.
For a long time, we haven't been able to say that PSG has a squad and that you can truly, you know, believe in. It was just built off of Galacticos. They were following the Madrid model.
Yeah.
And now you've seen they've done a proper rebuild. And they have really good players, a solid team, solid midfield, solid defense. And it's just lovely to watch them play as well.
Yeah, and speaking of the Champions League, UEFA has released their team of the week for the match day.
Yeah.
And goalkeeping, we have Vicario from Spurs.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously, Tottenham did get a clean sheet this past week.
Yeah.
And then he did well. Right back, we have Denzel Dumfries from Inter Milan.
Yeah, he also scored this past week.
Yes. Centre backs, Van Dijk and Gabriel. No surprise. Right.
No surprise at all. Yeah.
Gabriel, every time he slide tackles, he celebrates like it's a goal. It's quite crazy. Left back, Nuno Mendes.
Of course, who else?
No dispute there. Arguably best left back in the world right now. And the midfield is quite interesting.
What happened to Alphonso Davies? That was just a sidetrack.
Ah, my goodness me. Yeah. No, the
yeah. I mean, he also would have been affected by his previous injury.
And also, if you look at the way Bayern plays now, I don't think they really use their fullbacks as much as they used to.
Yeah.
As much as they
Because, I mean, I saw in the recent game where they had one of their youngsters, a teenager, scored a brilliant goal dribbling past the defense and putting it in the top bin. But anyway, back to our team of the week.
Speaking of the youngster, they actually made the team of the week as well. So Carl.
Yeah.
So Carl is his name. I think he's about 17 years old.
Yeah.
So he made the list. And then you have Nemecha.
Yeah.
From Dortmund. I hope I said that name right. And then Fermin Lopez from Barcelona, who got a hat-trick.
A hat-trick, bro.
In their last game. It's actually quite crazy. And in the forward three, you have Gordon from Newcastle. Yes. So Anthony Gordon there gets the nod, left wing. And then you have the striker from Athletic Bilbao, Guruzeta. Yes, Guruzeta. And then the right wing is from PSV, and that's Man.
Yeah.
Man. So those are the guys from Team of the Week. Desiree Doué is not in? Question mark. You know.
I mean, I thought maybe there was no going to be a spot for Marcus Rashford.
Rashford also question mark. So a very, very interesting team. But that's the team that UEFA has decided to go with. Yeah. And then coming this weekend, we have an exciting match day. Obviously, the fixture of the week. The fixture that is on everyone's mouths is the El Clasico that's going to be happening.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness me. And it's,
I actually want to watch that.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be crazy. Rashford's in form. Yamal's in form. Yamal's talking trash.
He is.
Yamal's talking trash.
I saw a post this morning
from
Fabrizio.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
Talking about, you know, he scored at the Bernabeu before.
You know,
so he can do it again, you know.
Yeah, and he was talking about the fact that last time was not difficult. Right? It was 4-0. It was 4-0. So lots and lots of trash talk there. Plus, I've seen that Trent is back. Cavayal is back.
Bro.
And I don't know how to say his name. The new kid. The blonde center back. Something like Hoyson or something like that. Hoyson.
Yulsen or something.
Yes. That one that DJ Rogers said. So it's looking crazy.
Yo, that's going to be mental.
Plus, yeah. Mendy's back as well. Ferland Mendy. Yes. So
and, you know, obviously, PSG's going... not PSG, sorry, my bad. Real Madrid's ego is going to be up. They lost the last time, so I believe they'll want to fight for something. I mean, I saw Vinicius in the recent UEFA game. He was on fire.
Oh, my goodness. Kylian Mbappe is like...
Nearly scoring, hitting the post.
Oh, yes. That
Bellingham
that solo goal.
Yeah.
No. That's actually quite scary. And this one, I might say, is one of those... El Clasicos, similar to back in the day, where you just don't know who can win.
My honest thought, I think Barca's gonna win.
I don't know. Yeah, because last season this time, definitely I would have said Barca.
Yeah.
But this Real Madrid is looking quite scary.
Quite scary.
I think it's building up to be that Madrid that we feared.
Yeah.
When Mbappe came and you know.
Yeah, because I think they got a little bit worn out on all of the Champions League titles.
Think of Vini's hot again. Mbappe's been hot. That Master Tuono kid.
Yeah.
Guler has been crazy.
Yeah.
As well. Plus you have hungry Rodrigo.
Bro.
Who's been facing mental problems, but now he's back. He scored a goal for Brazil recently. So he has a point to prove as well. Jude, who's serious. Oh, like it's actually quite crazy.
No, definitely go watch that game.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot to catch up on,
yes.
you know, in
yes.
our next episode. So make sure you get a load of all of your sports action.
Mm.
Tune in, support your team. And if you lose, we are with you.
We are with you, yes.
Yeah.
And we will talk about your team.
We'll talk about your team, definitely.
Yeah.
But otherwise, this is it from us.
Yes, yes. This is it from the VR show. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. We are signing out.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.